Welcome to Ask Pastor John, a question and answer podcast with John Piper. Our question today comes from a wife and mother, and I think it's very good that we go deeply into this one because of how honest she is here. She says, I need help with an unforgiving heart against my mother-in-law. I've been associated with my in-laws for about 20 years now, 12 years married, and have been burying her offensive remarks and attitudes toward me for that long. About 7 months ago, I guess you could say I snapped and had enough. I lashed out in anger, and we've barely communicated since. I know this is wrong, but I have so much contempt, anger, and rage toward her, even at the mere thought of her. I've never had these feelings toward another human being, and it scares me. I've acknowledged that I was wrong in lashing out, but I've gotten no acknowledgement of being wronged from her. I have allowed this wall to be built over the years and don't want to be vulnerable to her anymore. I want so badly to just have never anything to do with her again, but that can't be. My husband continually insists that I'm the better person, but I don't know anymore. I've begun to question my character and my relationship with God, thinking I am not who I thought I was, allowing such bitterness and hatred to grow in my heart. I'm beginning to think I'm really the terrible person she accuses me of being. I keep thinking of the verse that says, He did not retaliate, but that is so difficult not to do. My pride causes me to defend myself and in turn lash out at her to break her down. Could you advise me on this? I feel ashamed even to be typing this out and letting someone else know of my failure to live as God would command.
Yes, that is honest, isn't it? And it sounds like she knows what she needs to know. I wonder. I think she's right to be scared at what she sees in her heart. And I think she's right to entertain the possibility that she is some of the bad person that her mother-in-law thinks she is. And I think that may be a really good place to start. Most of our, not all, but most of our bitterness and our unforgiving spirit, our anger, is rooted in a inability to be profoundly amazed at Christ's love for us in our sin. So it may be what the Lord is doing for her is letting the very sin that is flowing from that inability to see Christ be the means by which she comes to see Christ. In other words, perhaps this season of rage, anger, fed up, I'm out of here, I don't want anything to do with you, is where she had to come in order to see the greatness of her sin as a forgiven and justified saint, so that she would be stunned at the grace of God in a deeper way than she's ever been stunned by the grace of God, out of which then could flow grace. Because that's the only solution here. Because I don't doubt that the mother-in-law is a problem. I mean, this is not just a one-way thing. This is not her only. But the solution, therefore, is not to fix the mother-in-law. The solution is going to have to be a heart that is overflowingly thankful for grace from Christ that spills over onto grace towards others. And what I'm trying to draw attention to is that maybe, and I don't know if this is the way God's working in her life, but maybe the guilt that she's feeling, the intense sense that maybe I'm the person she thinks I am, and I don't know if I'm even real, maybe God has brought her to that point so that grace would taste sweeter than it ever has. Because we do have to see our sin. And sometimes we've grown up in such goody-goody homes, we don't think we've done anything serious. Now, she's dealing with a hell-bent sin. The Bible says, if you do not forgive those who sin against you, God will not forgive you. In other words, this is a mortal issue. An ongoing, unforgiving, bitter, angry spirit will kill somebody's heart and make them shipwreck and prove that they never belong to God. That's what he's showing her, how serious this is, which means now she's got the potential of saying, if he loves me still and he forgives this, It's like forgiving the Apostle Paul. It's like forgiving murderers, because the Bible says if you hate your brother, you've killed him. And then maybe the emotional transaction of forgiveness, justification, would so overwhelm her that the resources that she does not now have for loving her mother-in-law, the resources would be given out of that a fresh new experience of grace. That's what I would pray. Forgive as you've been forgiven is a unbelievably important word in Ephesians 4:32. And she now has the potential of feeling forgiven by God for things that are mortally dangerous, which might open the door for greater grace toward her mother-in-law.
Ask Pastor John, a podcast of John Piper and Desiring God. Know God and enjoy Him more than ever through spending time today at our website, desiringgod.org, desiringgod.org.